All right, let's get into some of your predictions for this year and maybe next year as well. First of all, you said back in July of last year that within 2 years there could be a nuclear holocaust in the state of Florida.
Right. This is where I was referring to about the soonest that the invasion of the United States could come.
Okay.
Now, I still am watching the different circumstances of events. It still has it to where it's possible. It's very possible, but I'm watching for this summer on what our country does with Cuba. It opened up, full political relationships with Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that has to happen first before the invasion comes. Something else that has to happen first before that is the loss of one of our major battleships in the Atlantic, North Atlantic.
Okay, you still believe that's going to happen? Because you've been talking about that now for about a year.
Oh, yeah. I'm not giving up on that. I know it's going to happen. Even part of George Washington's predictions about
so that,
it was,
that is a, that's a timetable sign.
Yes.
All right, loss of
and this is why I'm telling people, you, if you know what the events are, you can have it as a reassurance of saying, this encourages me to work more for good, to pray harder, to try better, to do better, because I can see the events are occurring. You know, I'm not trying to say to people, okay, here, let's go. I'm going to give you some stock options to, you know, go after. But, you know, if my stock option advice was as accurate as my predictions are, I could go into business with it.
You'd fund your church.
Right. You know, so this is why I'm saying, people, the only reason why signs or warnings are given through individuals such as myself is so that they will then pay attention to the spiritual aspect of it. And the spiritual aspect of it is people have to put God first in their lives.
You had predicted an earthquake near Kansas City. Has not happened yet.
That will come just before the invasion. Just before the invasion.
And you still say Kansas City?
Yes, it still is Kansas City. And there is a reason for it, but I don't want to offend a particular group because of that. But there is a particular group that considers Kansas City as their Jerusalem. And actually...
Is Kansas City on a fault line?
Pardon?
Are they on an earthquake fault line?
No, they're not.
Well, how are they going to have an earthquake, for crying out loud?
Well, they will. That's just it.
Right.
That's why it will be a sign in itself.
We will continue to monitor that. What about the health of the Pope this year?
His health is actually going to get better. And the reason for that is to give a very simple... Heaven had actually given through myself to all of our different priests and a number of the other priests, that which today is the third Thursday, every third Thursday we're to have a very special Mass for him, for his health, and for the improvement of it. And it's going to increase, and this is also the reason why the Holy Father himself asked the public to even pray for his health, because the only way his health will improve is if people convince God to, you know, let his health improve.
Well, he seems to have gotten stronger, which is remarkable.
Well, he's going to get stronger. He's going to get a lot better, and I would not be very surprised if not too many months we see him up and around off and on.
Do you see anything happening with Osama bin Laden?
I see that what our government is going to try to do, and I think this will prove itself out not too far in the future, but people are going to have to watch it very closely, and things that are reported on the news about our government suggesting to India and other countries in that area to let them use tactical nuclear artillery shells in that area to try to flush out and also to just wipe out certain little pockets where that
really
is.
You think that would be approved?
I think that's what they're approved. It could be.
Tactical
if
nukes.
If evil gets its way, yes, it would be approved. But I'm not seeing it being approved, no. But if people will listen to the news very quickly, I mean very, very carefully, they'll hear suggestions of special tactics wanting to be used for isolating and removing oppositions in the Iran-Iraq areas over there. They're going to capture that second guy in command with Iraq. here very soon. They're going to, heaven has already said that they're going to actually capture him pretty soon. This will make a very temporary lull in the continued suicide attacks there in Iran. But then there's going to then come a very sudden upsurge on it outside of Iraq towards other countries, including France and Germany and Italy and the United States and England, trying to get the NATO nations to, back off. It is because of the continued attack against the, the great Satan.
Iran, of course, had a devastating earthquake, 30,000 people dead. That continues to go up all the time.
They're going to have another one in not too many months from now also. There's going to also be a large death toll. There's also going to be another very large volcanic eruption in the Philippines in not too many months. It's going to be this year. Also in China, Japan. The United States is going to have another earthquake on the west coast. Heaven has said, but I don't know when. There's going to be I think it's called Usami, the tidal wave.
Tsunamis.
That there's one coming to the United States because of a particular, all I know is Heaven said, because of an action that is going on in our government at this time, if this action continues. And it has to do with abortion, the abortion laws. If this action continues, then and succeeds, then our country will suffer from a very terrible tsunami on the West Coast.
Oh, I can't see how you equate that. We've had tsunamis way before we had changes in abortion laws.
No. I'm not saying that. This particular occasion is because of that. Not every time. All the different earthquakes we've been having is in our country have all been punishments because of immoral acts of our government.
You don't think they were just purely natural disasters that just happened?
Well, statistics have shown, as I was saying a while ago, from this lobby group that has been checking and has found out that every time our government has proceeded with different laws and different civil actions that were immoral or not for the good of the people, that within 10 days, always, we had an earthquake.